Hey, what's good, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Muckily Moments. We are your podcast about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. We're just good people bonding over food and drinks, and I lost my train of thought because this is a new environment for me. Kind of. I've done one episode in the car before, but this is the second episode in the car. I think this is the second one. I am with a new friend. This is Miska.
Hi.
Yes, hi. Okay. I'm going to start the car now. We are going to watch a movie.
Woohoo!
Yay! We're going to go to a drive-in film. We're going to go watch Shang-Chi. So, yeah.
I got nothing.
Okay, this is going to be an awkward car drive. Okay. Oh, shit, I forgot. I need to put in the GPS real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, audience. You're going to see me fumble with the GPS real quick.
This is like your first time doing a drive-thru, correct?
In Korea.
Yeah. Same, me too.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, I met Miske through one of the workshops. Yeah, and that's how we knew each other.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a fun workshop.
Was it?
Actually, okay, it was boring until you came in, so, you know. Aw.
Thank you. I know it can be pretty boring sometimes, so I try to make it entertaining.
Yeah.
I work on my tight five. I whip out all the jokes I can and try to entertain everybody.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Liz.
It was fun. It was a good time. You know, actually, I'm curious about this whole podcast. How did you start this?
So originally, I started this podcast with my friend Micah.
Oh, okay.
She used to be an Epic teacher as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Micah, she used to run like game nights at her house.
Oh, okay. Well, so, like, that's fun.
Yeah, yeah. So like every 2 weeks or so. So you know that big group chat I have?
Yes.
Yeah, the group chat I used to.
The one for the podcast.
Yeah, the one for the podcast and the dinners. Yeah, yeah. So Micah pretty much had one too. She had one for game nights.
Oh, okay. Like so board games specifically, or?
Board games, Nintendo Switch, just game nights in general.
Okay.
So like maybe every 2-3 weeks or maybe a month, she'll be like, hey, I want to host game night. So at that time, it wasn't Corona yet either.
Right, obviously. So, it's like, much more flexible.
Yeah. So it was like maybe 8, 9, maybe 10 people at a time.
Yeah.
Just coming in, playing. And at that time, we had like Smash Brothers that just came out.
Oh, cool.
So it was really fun. We always got together, just had a really good time.
Yeah.
And I remember specifically one of the evenings we were playing God of War.
Okay.
Which is a single player game, but we were just sitting and watching my friend Tim. Tim was playing the game at the time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I remember we were just joking around. We were just saying we should do like a Twitch stream because it was just funny us just fucking around,
yeah,
making jokes, playing games, and just having a lot of good conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just joking at that time, Twitch, making a Twitch account.
Yeah.
And then I host the dinner events.
And that's like when you started to host the dinner events?
No, I think I hosted a little bit before the game nights, I think. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But either way, like the dinner nights, a lot of the people that came to the dinners,
yeah,
they were also telling me, Dan, we have a lot of good conversations during dinner. Especially because, like, if you think about it, even back home, like the kitchen table talks, it's like friends and family getting together. We're talking about our days. We're talking about politics, the news, or just life in general.
Yeah.
And it was always a lot of good conversations in general.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, Dan, you should put a mic in the room.
Ooh.
We could do a podcast. And I decided to run with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit up Micah. And at the time, I also hit up my friend Kim and Jiu.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was just Kim at the time.
Yeah.
So me, Kim, and Micah got together. We're like, let's do this podcast together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the podcast came to be.
Oh!
Yeah. So yeah, that's how it all started.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's by the time this episode comes out, it's been like 2 years.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, so it's been a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's this is cool. This might be the 100th episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've recorded a lot. And yeah, I don't know how long it'll go, but
yeah,
we'll see.
And so far you're enjoying it, so that's cool. And you have all the various guests coming in.
Mm-hmm. It's always fun because it's almost therapeutic. You know, sometimes there's things that you want to talk about,
yeah,
and you don't have anyone to talk about. It's like, this is a good spot to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I will say it's getting a lot harder because I don't have a co-host anymore.
Because
Micah went back home to the UK.
Oh, okay. When did she leave?
She left, I think, almost 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Almost 2 years ago.
Mm.
But yeah, it's been a little bit harder. And
like, yeah.
I originally quit already.
Yeah.
I ended the podcast already just because it was so hard for me.
Right. Yeah, because you're doing it yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But me being a workaholic kind of sometimes. And,
yeah.
And I mean, it was fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept going with it. And somehow I've managed to reach to 100 episodes doing this by myself still.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much longer I'll keep doing it, but
yeah.
I'll just keep doing it while I can, whenever I can, until that spark dies, I guess. So far it hasn't, because I mean, at the end of the day, the podcast is just me sitting and just talking with people.
Yeah.
And
like you said, it's therapeutic and entertaining as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially in a foreign country where you don't have therapists. Which homegirl here, she's trying to like be one, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Wait, do you have your master's then?
I do, yeah. Okay. I have a master's. It's in marriage, couples, and family therapy. But I work specifically with couples and relationships. Mm. And individuals as well, technically, because I've done that before.
And you want to continue this up in Seoul eventually?
I do, yes. That's my dream. It's my goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do this only in Korea? Like this... therapy thing?
You know, technically I guess I could do it in the States. I mean, maybe it gives me much more opportunity there, you know, in terms of mental health, because here, like in Korea, mental health is not as
widely accepted.
I don't know. Yeah, not as, it's still stigmatized, you know. And don't get me wrong, I think like in America it's still stigmatized too, but it's different, you know.
Yeah.
We're much more open about it. But I just have much... I feel like I have much more experiences with living abroad. So, like, I want to, like, cater to the community. Like, the population, like, specifically. Yeah. Like, relocation. And, like, you know, blended families. And, like... Actually, never mind. I don't want to do families. Kidding. But just couples. And, like, yeah. Families is hard. Like doing a therapy with family, I think. It's definitely like fun and like challenging in its own way, but
wait, when you say that, like couples versus family, like technically a couple can be a family too, though,
right, yeah, but I'm talking about like with children.
Oh, and,
like,
with children. Yeah. Okay,
yes,
that's what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, because I've done like I've counseled like kids before too, like, like what usually happen is that, you know, like parents usually think like, oh, this is like the kids' problems, you know, like it's not like our problem,
yeah,
even though like they're in the same household.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Okay. And maybe I don't know anything about the field really, but I would assume you would need some type of experience with having kids to be a proper, I don't know, counselor.
I guess, but since like I'm not, that's interesting because that's a lot of like the conceptions, you know, like I think like as a couples therapist or a family therapist or a therapist in general, you have to have a certain experiences in whatever, like to counsel somebody. But I think like everyone's lives is different. Like even if, you know, for example, like, you know, if I'm in a relationship, like my relationship and your relationship with, you know, your partner would be different, right?
Yes.
Like, even though we have the same relationship, like we're in a relationship, but like it would be a different relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I can understand that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had a client ask me that actually, like, oh, are you married? You know, because like, I think there's the expectation, like it's safe, right? I think if you're like talking to somebody who's like also technically having the same experiences as you, which I understand that like completely, but also like, I think, like, even if I'm married, my marriage and your marriage is different.
Yes, we both have different experiences.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
So, and it's always about the client. It's never about the therapist.
Mm, okay. Curious, when you're doing therapy, how do I put this? Because I don't go to therapy, which I probably should. I think everybody should go to therapy. We all got our demons, right? Are you trying to fix them, or are you trying to give them the tools to fix themselves, or what's your approach exactly?
My approach is very, like, it's very systemic. Like, I do, like, a systemic and client-centered approach. So, no, I do not fix them. And we don't actually give advice. That's what a lot of people assume, like, is that therapists give advice. But, no, that's actually one of the rules that we're told, like, when we're at school. Like, we don't give advice. Because if you really think about it, even if you're, talking to a friend, you know, hey, I need an advice on something. How many times do you actually take the advice?
Never.
Yeah, you know? You don't. Because, like, deep down, like, you know the answer. You just want, like, some sort of validation or, like, yeah, confirmation that, like, am I doing this right, you know? But you never, you don't know that. I mean, you actually know that, but you just, like, yeah, you just want, like, a confirmation from somebody else.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're just there to help you in whatever ways that you need. There are definitely bad therapists, I'm not going to lie, you know, so, like, obviously, just as there are bad doctors, you know, so, like, there are definitely bad therapists.
Okay.
Yeah, that creates, I think, like, bad therapists definitely creates more problem than, you know.
Being helpful.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. And you're planning to do that here in Korea, or you would like to?
I would like to, yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope things work out.
Yes, me too.
I got another question then.
Yeah.
This will be a fun question.
Okay.
So we've known each other, what, maybe 6 months at this point?
I think so. Oh my gosh, has it been?
I think it's been a while.
Yeah. Okay.
We've probably hung out maybe 2 or 3 times at this point.
Yeah.
What problems do you see with me so far? Psychoanalyze me. This will be fun.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
What issues do I have?
Dang. I don't necessarily see any issues with you, to be honest.
Damn, I'm amazing.
No. Like, I mean, not yet. I'm sure you do. Everybody does. But, like, no, I haven't yet.
Awesome.
I haven't seen anything that's, like, yeah.
You hear that, audience? Dan has no problems, which means I am a great therapist. And you are... It is valid if you want to listen to my advice and stuff, because I have a sound mind and a sound body.
I mean, you're very straightforward. There's nothing wrong with that, actually. It's not, like, a flaw.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I actually pride myself in that.
Yeah. I know that. That's the thing, yeah. And I know that you pride yourself in that, too.
Yeah, I think I grew up... You know, especially with Asian family.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you see, like, mom and dad being so fake and shit.
Yeah.
Especially around, like, the aunties and shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, do you learn that from growing up?
There's certain aspects of being... I think it's twofold. The first side is my mom was always very... she was always, like, keeping up with appearances.
Okay.
When she's not at that level. Like, she wants people to think highly of her.
Okay.
When she herself knows that she probably isn't there.
Yeah.
And I had to grow up lying for her.
I see.
And her even using me to kind of prop herself up sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, a really good example that I can think of is she raised me as a single mother.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know how, like, there's always, like, a stigma about single mothers, you know?
Right, yeah.
That they maybe can't raise the child properly and all that. Mm-hmm. And especially as a woman who was mixed Black and Asian.
Yeah.
It became twofold. It's like, oh, it's a single Black woman.
Right,
you know,
okay,
a single, you know. So it's like, I think she had to deal with the idea that she always had to show that she was a good mother.
Yeah.
So when
like, to have to prove to herself?
Yes,
kind of
to
thing.
Prove to herself and to prove to her friends who don't mean shit at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I grew up having to see that and having to be that little puppet for her.
Yeah.
And having to lie for her. So, like, a good example is when I graduated college, when I got that diploma.
Yeah.
One of the things, the first thing she did was, well, I didn't go to my graduation.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I didn't care about my graduation. I was like, it's just a show. I don't really want to stand out in this fucking heat in this black gown to pick up a piece of paper.
Okay.
That says I owe money to the government. Yeah. You know, I don't want to go through that bullshit.
Mm.
And I told my mom that, and she was very sad about it.
Why?
Because she wanted to take a picture
and show it to her friends, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I completely understand why.
Yeah.
So I compromised with her. I said, I will let you take a picture of my diploma instead. And that's what she did, and she posted online, and there's this whole big, it's Facebook, and you know how old people are with Facebook,
right,
they write these long little thing images, and she's like, I did this, it became about her.
Her accomplishment, right,
exactly. So like me, like growing up that way, that's just one example of like what my 24 years of life, whatever, you know. That's just one example. So like for me, I think I became I grew to be very straightforward when it did not involve my mother. When it became my own private life, I was very straightforward with everything.
Yeah.
To the point where people probably do not like me for it, because they're probably not comfortable with being around somebody so straightforward.
Do you think a part of you that like, is it like a compensation? Like you have to be straightforward because you've been lying, like helping your mom to lie?
I don't know if it's compensation. I just know I wasn't comfortable with it.
Mm.
I wasn't comfortable.
Like it's something that you've been like enduring?
Yes. Mm. It was something I was enduring, and I didn't want to endure it anymore, especially for my own private life.
Yeah, yeah.
Because with my mother, it's at least I'm protecting her.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Whereas for me, it's like...
It's for you.
It's for me. Yeah. I don't need no protection.
Yeah.
I mean, I do in certain aspects, but not in that scenario.
Yeah.
Where I had to lie and not miss the stop. My bad. I missed the turn. I was pinned.
Oh my god!
Yeah, deep conversations. I'm driving.
We
all
missed the turn, y'all.
And I lost my trail of thought now, but I don't know if it's compensation or not, but
yeah. But it is for you. Like you would like, you would like to set up your own boundaries and take care of yourself in that way. Yeah.
And it's something that I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
And if somebody else is uncomfortable with it, then that's on them. It's I'm not responsible for other people's feelings.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So that's why I'm always so straightforward, because you're not my responsibility.
Yeah.
As bad as that sounds, sometimes. It can sound bad sometimes. Like if it's for like a significant other or something, you know?
Yeah.
Because it has happened. Like my significant other was very similar.
Mm.
My previous ex. She was very up with appearances and stuff.
Mm.
And I was very straightforward with her. I said, listen, I don't give a fuck.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's not to say that I don't give a fuck about you and your feelings.
But you're just talking about other people.
Yeah, exactly. Because the things that she was putting expectations on me for about wasn't even about us and our relationship. We weren't involved. It was always about other people. It was like, other people might see, other people might say this and that. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't know this person. You don't know this person.
Yeah.
You know, and it was very similar to my mother.
Yeah.
You know, like my mother, I'm like, you don't give a fuck about this person either. So why are you putting this whole charade, whatever.
Yeah.
There's no need for that. It makes everybody uncomfortable. Even yourself, because you're not being true to yourself even.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah. Hey, you found a little dark side.
Hey.
Yeah. But I think I'm an overall pretty pleasant person.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
It's been, what is it? Like, it's been a journey knowing you. It's fun.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, although we haven't, you know, like, I know we don't hang out as much, so.
Mm-hmm.
Corona and whatnot, you know, sucks.
Yeah. I'll just tell you. It doesn't matter. It's kind of funny, when I was asked to teach that workshop.
Yeah.
I originally didn't want to teach it.
Oh, okay.
But my friends were telling me, because a lot of my friends were leaving at the time.
Right.
They were telling me, Dan, you need to go out there and make some friends,
which
is part of the reason why I started mentorship as well.
Right, right, yeah.
But then I quit, and they're like, you still need to do something, Dan. Go teach the workshop, go make some friends. I'm like, okay. And then my friend, shout out to Musa, she was like, Dan, you've been single for too long. Go find any girl in that workshop and just snatch her, Dan.
Oh my god.
That's what she told me. She said, Dan, you're a pretty decent guy.
Is Musa here?
No, she's not here anymore. She went back home.
Ah.
But Musa was like, you're a pretty decent guy. You're actually quite good looking. And you're quite charming. You're nice. But fuck all that. You have a car. Just tell the girls you have a car. And they'll be like, oh my god, this guy can take me on dates around Korea. He can show me around. Just flash your car around. You can get any girl you want. So when I went into the workshop, I was like, you know what? Let me take Moose's advice real quick.
You were scanning?
I was scanning.
Oh my god.
I was being a little creep.
Oh. Okay. I mean, there were quite a few of us at the time, you know, like during that workshop.
Yeah, yeah. So I was scanning.
Yeah.
You were the one of the girls I was like, she's cute. let me try to get to know her a little bit. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I never acted on anything. The only reason I continued talking to you was because you hit me up to say thank you or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, one of the reasons was because I was curious about your age.
Oh, okay.
And somebody in the workshop was asking. I actually was, I texted somebody in the workshop and I was like, oh my God, like, I wonder like how old he is. You know, like he seems like a chill, like fun person. So, and then like somebody asked, you know, cause you had a Q&A.
Yep.
And then somebody asked like, oh, how old are you? And then, or something like that. But you mentioned your age and I was like, oh, we're the same age.
Yeah. So I was actually really happy to hear that. I was like, oh my God, someone my age for once. Thank God.
So cool. Yeah.
Because, like, you know how epic is, like, everyone's so young, you know?
Yeah, yeah, most of them are, yeah.
So it's nice to have someone your age.
Yeah.
Coming from, like, your generation, even.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe have similar experiences growing up.
Right, that's true. Yeah,
so that's why I get along with you. Mm. And another thing I noticed was that it's different being around older people.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Like, I mean, we talk about this often. Yeah.
So, yeah. Don't worry, I'm not hitting on you or anything, okay?
Oh, no.
That was just initial for that workshop, okay? That was just, like, I see you as a friend, don't worry, okay?
Oh my gosh.
I'm not that type of creep, because if I was, I would have acted upon something already.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that was my initial, that was my goal going into that workshop.
For that workshop, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, okay, I need to lock somebody down. But I'm just not that type of person. Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Maybe this next workshop, if they ask me, I'll try again.
What is the next one? Is there? I'm sure there is a next one.
Well, Mia was saying.
Oh, like the end of this month. But, yeah.
I don't know when the next one is.
It's like every semester, you know, like we have a new batch of like newbies.
Mm-hmm. So.
It's interesting.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll ask me to teach another one, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I've been away from the. Like any type of leadership role for so long.
Oh, really? How long has it been?
I think it's been 2 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I haven't mentored or anything. The only thing I've done is workshops.
Yeah.
Which every now and then they'll ask me if like the mentors don't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is when I came to your workshop thing.
Yeah, okay.
So that's how I met you.
Mm.
But we'll see if they ask me again.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason I don't want to do the workshops though is because it's tiring.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you have to plan, like, you have to structure everything, right?
Yeah.
And timed and things. Make it interesting, you know, make everybody engage. Oh, that's like, I feel like that's the tiring part.
Yeah, the engagement part.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to
nobody,
be there.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, I'm sure, like, if you, even you, like, as a person who, like, you know, attending the workshop, like, you probably would feel the same way.
Yeah, because I did not like those workshops.
Exactly.
I was the student. I did not like them.
As much as you try to make it as entertaining, plus like on Zoom, you know.
Yes.
I don't know how. I bet was the workshop that you attended like in like live, like in person.
Yeah, yeah, it was in person.
See, that's like much better.
It does, but even then, it's not that entertaining.
Yeah, but at least you know, like you get to engage like live rather than like through a screen.
Yeah. So like I always joke when I do these workshops, I was like, I'm working on my tight five comedy sketch. I'm gonna try to whip out all the jokes I can. I've been saving them up.
Gosh.
You know, and I think I delivered sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they're good.
Thank you. Sometimes I deliver, sometimes I don't, depending on the crowd. Thank you for being such a good sport during the whole thing, because you actually laughed. A lot of people laughed. I was like, oh, thank God, there's a chill group. Because usually it doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes I whip out
the jokes. Gosh, yeah, it would be awkward if you're the only one who's laughing.
Exactly, which does happen. Which, like after your workshop, I taught another one.
Oh, okay.
Nobody was really laughing at my jokes in that one.
Oh, damn. All right.
I was like, damn, tough crowd. Okay.
Yikes.
Well, I guess the DMOE does not want me again after these reviews. We'll see if I teach another one. If they ask, I'll do it.
At that point, I feel like it's easier to teach kids than adults.
Yeah, it can be. Because at least adults, like, they're more understanding.
Yeah.
laugh at my jokes, please.
Yeah.
You know, show me a little sympathy. We'll see.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
So you've lived here for a long time, right? You said, how long has it been?
Would
you
say? 6 years.
Okay. So, I'm sure like people have maybe have asked you this before, but I haven't asked you. So what would be like your greatest struggle living in Korea?
My greatest struggle?
Yeah.
Huh. Here's the thing. I think I live a very like carefree life. I don't complain much in life. Like if you hear me complain, it's probably me just joking around, just venting, just for the moment.
Okay.
But it's nothing ever serious.
Yeah.
So I can't really say like there's anything that's a big struggle in my life. Mm-hmm. Like I feel really grateful to be here.
Yeah.
Like I honestly feel really grateful for everything that I have here. Like being able to live a comfortable life, having a job.
Yeah.
That I actually quite like and enjoy.
Mm.
I really don't have much of a struggle, but if I were to pinpoint a struggle, I think it'd just be probably the loneliness sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Like loneliness as in, how do I put this? Like, you know how when you come to Epic, you come with usually like click up at orientation or whatever, and you form your close group of
bond with somebody. Exactly. Or whatever. Yeah.
So all my friends are pretty much gone.
Yeah.
Or they moved to a different city.
Yeah.
So like in Daejeon, I'm all alone.
Yeah.
So
like in terms of like companionship, like with like friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't really have that companionship, like close companionship where I can see them. If I'm having a shitty day at work, I don't have anyone to hit up and say, hey, let's go grab a bottle of soju.
Oh,
you
know? Okay.
But also on the flip side of that, if I'm having a fantastic day and I want to celebrate, I also don't have anyone to celebrate with.
You can always like call and hit me up, Dan.
Yeah, I don't, but
I know what you mean. Like, yeah. You know, it's like the journey is different, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about like maybe a, like friends that like have been there, you know, like
exactly.
Through the same intake and like, you know.
With all the motions.
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like I have no one to celebrate my victories and my losses with.
Right, right. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's probably the biggest struggle, which I think I'm pretty much going through right now.
Yeah.
But I think the reason why I don't feel like it's much of a struggle is because I'm used to this type of life.
Yeah.
Because for one, I grew up with a single mother.
Yeah.
So she was always at work. I was always home alone.
Yeah.
And I'm an only child.
Yeah.
So I grew up, this is normal. I didn't have siblings to fuck around with or to come home and vent to or have anyone there. So this is just normal life for me.
Mm.
You know, and I think that's part of the reason why I'm able to stay so like grounded in this country too.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, they miss their friends, their family back home.
Right, right.
I don't have that.
Mm.
I don't have somebody back home to miss.
Yeah.
Everything that I've established in life is pretty much here in Korea with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I don't really know. I can't really tell you of a struggle that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Except that companionship.
I get that.
You got any struggles, girl?
Actually, I was like, just echoing on what you were saying, I was actually thinking like, do I feel like that? You know, like, I mean, just, you know, because I'm here, right? And then like my family is actually everywhere. But like, do I actually feel, but I do agree in the sense like I don't necessarily feel lonely, you know, like, I think maybe because like for me, I do, like I remember when I was in high school, I would go like back and forth every summer like to Indonesia, and I would stay there for like 2 months at a time, you know, and then I would leave, right? So I would have formed these like attachments with my childhood friends, and then like I would leave them for like several months, and then next year I'll come back, you know, like this. So I think like I'm so used to say goodbye.
Okay.
You know, so that it's like not like almost like I don't know if this is a bad thing or it's a good thing, but like I'm just almost like numbed, like, you know, in that way. So like leaving, you know, because I'm always like that's always a part of like my
part of your life.
Yeah, part of my life. Yeah. You know, like I've always just been like leaving and coming. So for me, it's like, I guess it's, I always say like, okay, you know, it's never like a goodbye. It's always like, okay, I'll see you, you know, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Because I know I will, you know, in one way or another.
Yeah, I think I was the same. Like, I grew up, I moved around a lot.
Yeah.
Just single mom again, keeping yeah. my mom, but like as a single mother, she was always moving, trying to find work, mm-hmm. trying to make a living for us. So it was a lot of moving around school to school.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was always hello, goodbyes, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like on my father's side of the family, it was the same. Like I saw him maybe every summer or so.
Yeah.
Hello, goodbye. He lived in a different state from my mother, so I only got to see him like every summer or so. Family, I wasn't really close to my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think. That type of lifestyle where you're constantly saying hello and goodbye to people kind of builds up this like resilience in you.
Yeah. Where in some ways, yeah.
It doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah.
You're numb to it.
Yeah.
Like you're numb to the experience.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel bad sometimes because I feel like maybe other people, you know, like who like, I mean, it doesn't happen with like old friendships, you know what I mean? Like I'm talking about like new friendships that like I formed. Like I feel bad because sometimes I feel like, oh, do they feel like I don't care about them? You yeah. know what I mean? Or I'm not as empathetic, like in the way that like they would want me to be.
Yeah. Like you're not giving out the same energy as they are.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's not it. You yeah. know, it's just that I know that like, no, like we'll see each other again, you know, maybe not now, but later.
Yeah. I think we're almost here. Hidden Chalong Chakup Jang. Hey. Oh, they got an English.
Oh, it is. This is so cool.
This is cool.
So cool, y'all. We made it.
Yeah. I just don't know how this is going to work, but okay.
Me either. Oh, yeah. I think it's a good thing. It's a good call that we came in early. Because
yeah.
look at these. Mm-hmm. Knowing, like, Koreans just be there, like, on time, you know?
Yeah.
No, like, on time, like, it's, like, 2 hours early for them.
But, yeah, I think I get along with you because I feel like we kind of have similar backgrounds almost.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad I met you.
Me too.
Yeah. Makes my life less lonely out here.
Aww.
I'm not sure how this is gonna work. Like, do we buy tickets or?
Well, is Shang-Chi the only?
No, there's another one.
I don't know. I can't read the.
It can't either. It's,
yeah,
a
okay. It's just like
though.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but they both start at the same time. 8.
Oh, interesting.
So there's two screens.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hmm. Well, this is a new experience. This is so
yeah.
cool.
We're like way far south too.
Oh.
Like there's nothing.
But, you know, I'm glad you have a car.
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't think anyone knew about this.
Yeah.
Within the foreign community.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, like, can you even? No, you can't. Never mind. You have to get it. Yeah, it's a drive-in, so you
yeah.
have to have a car of some sort.
I don't know. Maybe you could just like. Go in, pitch a tent. Like I could see myself doing that if they allow it.
Wouldn't that mean like defeats the purpose of driving though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still fun though. Pitch
yeah,
a tent, watch
be,
a movie.
Yeah. Or like rent a car and just drive.
Oh yeah, it's expensive ass movie ticket though.
I know.
To
yeah.
rent a car. How long you plan to stay in Korea? You think then?
Honestly, forever.
Really?
I do. Yeah, I love it here.
Wow.
I love it here.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I really want to, like, just stay here yeah. forever.
Oh, just so the listeners know, she's not one of those stupid first-year foreigners saying that, okay? she's been here a minute, too. That's someone who's been here, been through the motions and everything, saying that.
Oh, yeah, so okay. Oh, probably, right, yes, because I used to live in Daegu for several years. A couple years, and then, yeah.
Yeah, because I think that's one of the funniest things when I first meet foreigners, because they're still in that honeymoon phase.
Right.
They're like, oh, I'm going to stay here forever. And then like a year later, they look so miserable and they leave.
Yeah. No, I've been wanting because, I don't know if I've ever told you this story. Like, I've been wanting to live in Korea since I was in high school.
Oh.
Yeah, since I was in high school. Because, like, to be quite frank, I don't like living in America. And then, like, I feel like I don't belong living in America. So, like, I wanted to come here. And I remembered when I applied for my master's program, I applied for my master's and, like, to go teach in Korea,
uh-huh.
but not with EPIC. It was a different program. And then I got accepted both, and then I had to choose one.
Okay.
And I flipped a coin.
Oh.
I flipped a coin, and then I decided to go to get my master's, and I was crying for it because I was so sad. Oh. I was like, no.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hold on. Do you got Hyungum on you? Imanwan?
Oh, shoot.
Something. Hyungum Imanwan 준비하셨어요. I got...
Oh, 진짜? 잠깐만.
I got 10,000.
Wait. I got 5만원.
5만? Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if that's for the ticket or what that is, but...
What
does it say? Just wait for me, they're coming right around.
Okay, I didn't say.
I don't know what it's for though. It's just saying here 10,000.
네, 안녕하세요. 네, 영화 제목이요?
네.
아, 상치요.
상치요?
네, 네. Oh, so that's how they do it. 네, 감사합니다.
네, 감사합니다. 네. 네.
93.7.
아, 네, 네. 감사합니다.
좌회전.
네.
네.
아, 좌회전.
좌회전.
아, 여기.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, this is the screen, I guess. Okay.
아.
Oh, it's not a lot of cars. Okay.
Oh, that's them. Yeah, they're
okay.
In the front. So can we
use... We're just going to sit in the car like this? Okay.
Oh.
I was going to whip out my camper seats, but that's okay, too.
Interesting.
This is fun.
Yeah. Wow, this is a new experience.
Yeah.
So cool.
It's so small, too.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of cars at all.
Well, there's like... so you can also park it here.
Maybe.
In the front.
If someone parks here, then I guess...
Should
we
go all the way to the front?
I don't even know.
Can we do
that? I don't even know. Can we?
Yeah, can we do that?
We can go here in the front. Because if the fucking truck's like
that... Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we can just do that. Can we do that?
Should we? I don't want to be a dick doing that, but...
I know. That means they can't park... Behind us.
I know, that's the thing.
We'll just stay here.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Just so you guys know, that was Simon on the other side there. We're with Simon and Mia, who have guests on the podcast before.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. We're gonna see Shang-Chi!
Hell yeah!
Yeah. Let me see, where are we at in the podcast? Exactly.
I wanna check where we're at.
Oh shit, we're 37 minutes, not bad. I usually go for an hour, so is it cool we just leave the mics on?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
We can't be outside.
We can't be outside?
No.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Well, then...
You're just gonna stay in the car.
But then if there's a car here, then how...
I don't even know.
How does that work? But it's interesting because everybody else is parked on this,
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
They could have...
Yeah. Maybe it was better that we came late. I'm gonna remove this mirror so that we have a little more view, maybe.
Oh wait, this is, okay, you just need it for protection. Yeah.
How's the view for you?
No, it's fine, it's great.
Yeah, okay.
I'm curious, like, how this works.
Me too. This is cool though! Let's see, 97.1. Oh, that's a radio station back home. I remember because this is the hip hop station. Oh wait, is that 92.5, I think? I can't remember. Either way, it's...
Well then, I just hope nobody comes in front, right?
Yeah, hopefully. 97.1. Okay.
Oh, so it's through a radio.
Yeah, it's through a radio.
What?
Yeah. Wait, this is your first time at a...
Yeah!
Oh, in
that's
general?
Why I was like, oh my god.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's how it works. Like, you go in, you put the radio station on, and...
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. Okay. Wow. I feel like a dork now.
You're good.
Okay, wait. Should we get our snacks?
Oh, yeah. Let's get our snacks. Let me get that real quick.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right, Dan. Goddamn. No, we should have come late. Because then the people who came late, they would have to park...
In front. Yeah.
That's why they parked here.
Oh, shit. Damn, we should have came late.
Yeah. Because, like, obviously... Okay, this makes more sense now.
Yeah. Do you want your windows down or anything? Just curious.
We can.
Okay.
Just, like, yeah. Here? That's good.
If you want it up or anything, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well... We got the snacks here too.
Popcorn!
Got popcorn, we got tteokbokki.
What is this? This cheese.
Yeah. Mm, cheese, got some kanja. Another chocolate tteokbokki. Oh, we got drinks too. This one's yours. Let me put this right here for you. Okay.
You're doing some?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, this is so. Oh, I hope nobody comes.
Me too.
Okay, this makes perfect sense. God damn, that means you should have come late.
Yeah. Oh. I'm trying to see. I need to lower my seat because, like, my head's high.
You're too tall. I think that's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
How tall are you anyway?
I'm what, 5'9"?
Oh.
Maybe 5'10"?
Okay.
I got my chocolate.
I don't know. All right, all right. I want some later, okay? Bet. I want some of this.
Sure. It's like two of them.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
That's so cool.
Yay, we got all the snacks here.
Take pictures of this.
I'm gonna open this one, okay? You need an espresso machine, that what you said?
No, so I sometimes just add for Cuba. And it's like, oh, look at this, an espresso machine for 400,000 won.
Okay, that's expensive. Fuck that. Yo, you should get an air fryer. Those are nice.
See, so here's my deal with air fryers. What's the difference between an oven and an air fryer?
Okay. You know the answer is, I don't know, girl. Because, no, you're right. Because what is the freaking difference? I don't know. They said that air fryers are healthier. Yeah, whatever the fuck that means.
It, like, fries food.
Yeah.
But it cooks in, like, an oven. So part of me is like, listen, I can, like, make french fries in 5 minutes and grease.
But, okay, in terms of space, though, like, here in Korea, like, air fryer is much more, you know, efficient than oven. Because, obviously, they got no oven here, so.
True. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, if I want french fries, it's faster to put it in grease. I don't want to wait 15, 20 minutes.
And it's more flavorful in grease, too.
Thank you. So, I have an oven.
No, I got an oven and an air fryer.
Oh, but they also went back, huh?
Huh?
Sorry, I was telling myself.
Oh.
There's a new car, and then they went to the back, so I'm just confused. Oh. Like, what is going on? Why?
I don't know.
Don't they just park in the front?
Oh, well, this guy's
coming up front. Please don't. I don't know what's happening. Or is it just like.
I don't know. If no one goes to the front, I'm willing to come out and start setting the chairs and everything.
He is. He's going to go in the front. Fuck.
Dick.
No.
Popcorn. Mm-mm. What was the last movie you saw?
Black Widow.
Oh, me too.
I went by myself. It was so great.
Yeah. You a big Marvel fan?
I am.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my God.
I love Marvel.
Me too.
Yeah.
Are you guys still on podcast?
Yeah, we are. Just feel free to talk. I mean, it's just chill, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
butt in.
Yeah, butt in. It's fine. If you want, come over. Sit in the back or something. I mean.
Lay low.
I didn't have enough mics, but.
I'll yell out.
Yeah, yell loud enough. You're good. Be a typical black woman. Yell.
My God, stereotype.
I can say that, okay? Kind of.
Do you need more?
Okay, so. Thank you. You want some of these ones? These ones are really good.
What is that?
It's the same kabuki one you grabbed, but chocolate.
Why? I didn't know they have chocolate.
Those
one?
Are addicting, I'm telling you.
Wait, what the hell?
Yeah.
I didn't even know these existed.
Those are so good. Have you guys tried these? These are really good.
Are these like the churros?
Yeah, yeah.
They make ice cream with this and Baskin Robbins.
They do. It's really good. You want to pass them for Simon?
Hey, Mia, did you go to the restroom? Is there a restroom here?
Yeah, in that little black building or the restroom?
Oh, okay. I just want to check.
In case we need to shit after dinner.
Oh, Mazo. Oh, Hande.
Dinner was really good.
Dinner was really good.
Yeah. I really like that spot.
Dude, yeah. We should have come late. God damn. Mm.
We should have came late. Fuck. Next time we know.
Cause look at this car, it's just like gonna park the shit out of here. Ugh. Mm.
What's your favorite Marvel film so far?
That's hard.
It is.
But I gotta say, Black Panther.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's a good choice.
I like it a lot. Yeah.
That one's good.
But, like, I love. Like, Black Widow was good. Like, I love it when. Or Captain Marvel, even. Like, I love it when, like, the woman is more.
Like central,
and like doing more shit rather than just like not.
Yeah.
like an accessory.
Yeah.
But what, like, I know this is not Marvel, it's DC, but Wonder Woman is my favorite.
I didn't like that movie.
What?
I thought it was shit.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, it was beautiful to look at. The woman is beautiful to look at.
I know! Oh my god.
She's a beautiful woman, but I mean...
Okay, well, which one is your favorite? But this is probably going to be my next favorite, so I don't know. Mostly because they're all Asians.
Yeah, I know. That's it. The bias. The biasness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we... No, like, if you think about it, there hasn't been, like, all... Okay, maybe... I don't know if it's, like, 100% all Asian, but, like... There hasn't been a Marvel movie with all, most Asian casts, right?
I can't even think of a Marvel movie with an Asian person in there somewhere.
Exactly, right? Yeah. I mean, like, who is it? There's this, there's a lab scientist person, whatever, she's a girl, she's Korean, that's in the Marvel, but...
In the movies?
Yeah.
What's the channel you guys got?
93.7?
97.1? Wait, why can't you hear it? Goddamn.
I didn't turn on the radio.
이거요?
보타누보는 샴푸 있어요. 마이크로바이옴 트러블 케어를 위해 보타누보는 14가지 재료를 선별하고 3년 동안 유익균이 자라도록 자연 발효해서 프로바이오틱스와 프리바이오틱스를 만들어요. 짜잔! 이제 프로바이오틱스를 샴푸에 넣어 완성!
My God, it's happening!
마이크로바이옴 케어로 건강하게 샴푸해볼까요?
Oh, that's the radio station. Sorry, guys. I'm just gonna turn on the volume. So it doesn't get on the mic. I'm not trying to get a copyright infringement here.
Jeez, Dan.
I'm trying to be a legal citizen. No, my favorite Marvel film though.
Yeah.
I really like Black Panther.
Okay.
But I don't think that'd be my favorite. It definitely top 10 maybe.
Which one is it?
But I think I like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh really?
Yeah, I really love that one so much.
Like, meh.
I'm like maybe meh. The second one. I really like the second one. The first one was so good too.
Meh.
Meh? Why meh? You got a fucking talking raccoon that shoots people.
Oh, true, Rocket.
That shit bangs, man. Meh. Got a talking tree. The cutest motherfucker, too.
Meh. I'm too bad, did you? I haven't really watched The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really? And you're saying meh? The fuck? It's a good one. You should see it.
Okay, fine.
It's very cute. It's very family oriented.
Where's there other ones? Which one?
Let me think.
Really. Oh, I like the song.
I don't know the song.
It's Winner. Really, really.
I don't know.
I'm such a K-pop bias. No, that's not true. Actually, I just love BTS.
Oh, you're one of them.
Shut up. I'm an ARMY, okay?
Ew.
I mean, like, unclassified, but...
That shit's gay, Holmes.
Rude! Get out of here!
I just love saying that on my podcast.
Oh my god.
Like, every chance I get, I'll say it.
Ugh.
Just for fun. Just for fun. Like, I got nothing against you guys.
Yeah.
Because they be making hella money, man.
I am. And, like, my baby Jungkook just had a birthday, like, on the 1st, so.
Oh, I thought he just gave birth. I'm like, wait, what?
No.
Something I should know about? I'm like, I thought they were guys.
No, Jungkook just had a birthday on the 1st. You know, Dan.
Well, happy birthday, bro.
You're just hating, okay?
I'm not hating. Okay. Actually, yeah, I wish
you
I was
are.
That cool.
Whatever.
I wish I was that cool.
Oh, yeah, you wish you were that cool.
Yeah. I wish I could dance around like that and have women swoon over me.
Ugh.
It'd be nice.
Oh, he just has this charisma. Ugh. He's, like, so much younger than me, though.
I got charisma.
I'm, like, totally his Nuno. You? No? Please.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Maybe if I can see you, like, from a straw, like, maybe, like, 1%.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, like, a charisma? Like, 0.0, like,
through
nothing.
A straw, like, that's all... Like, that's all you see with the straw.
Yeah. They're just like, oh is that Dan? Damn. Like, I can see, like, his charisma right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll take pride in that.
Don't come. What the hell? This is like...
Yo, we're gonna eat all the snacks before the movie.
Oh, yeah.
This is still the same movie experience.
I know, right? Oh, 진짜. Why so strong?
Flashing right in your
Turn
eyes.
Turn it off!
Oh, at least we see him.
Please don't. I wonder, like, if there's a requirement for the cars. You know what I mean?
Like, size-wise and stuff?
Yeah.
That seems like...
No trucks or something.
Or, like trucks
like
in the back or something?
Yeah, or something. Like, I wonder, like, how that works.
Yeah, because that'd be fucking rude.
Because, like, look at, like, so far, the cars, they're pretty the same, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're like sedan.
And, like, we're not... We're pretty much packed like sardines, not like back home. Because back home, they'd have like a huge space between cars.
Right.
They'll have like... Huh? Oh, damn. Thanks, bro.
Whoa, what is that?
Stella.
Is that beer?
Yes.
You want a beer?
I mean, yeah.
Oh.
Gentleman, man.
Aw. But I mean, like, do you want... Can you take the whole thing? Is that okay?
Yeah,
like,
fine.
Oh, okay.
They got Heineken and Stella.
I'm good. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Simon, you're the best.com.
Shout out to Simon, man.
Shout
got us some
Simon.
Beer.
Oh, hold on. Your car is not big enough for whatever.
Yeah, there's one
with
that. Whatever, not woman.
Yo, funny story. Now what? That I put the beer in the dashboard. So this car used to be owned by my friend. Okay.
Right.
There's this one time. It's a long fucking story. Okay.
Okay.
So that time, this goes. I bring it up, Tim again. At that time, Tim.
Hey,
was
Tim.
Hey, Tim. Shout out, boo. Love you, man. My asshole is plump and ready.
Oh wait, hold on. Speaking of Tim. We actually met. Does he actually usually like listen to this podcast?
I have no idea.
Oh really? Well,
okay. Either way, hope you're listening, boo.
Hope you're listening, boo. Okay, continue.
Be my boo. Hold on.
Okay, well, whatever. That. What, we can't share your boo?
Nah.
Oh, all right.
I'm territorial.
God damn,
okay?
Dude.
What's mine is mine. Okay. That's mine.
Okay, what about like half?
I claimed it already.
Okay, like a fourth?
No, I claimed it already.
Like an eighth?
No, I said no.
You effing suck. Fine. Boyfriends.
Yes.
Cars are gonna be on, so it's gonna be like we'll be just sniffing on gas fumes, you know.
Ah, I'll see what happens. Yeah, I'll just play.
Yeah,
wait, hold on. Wait, Simon, I have a question.
Yeah.
So, can the cars park in the front?
Yeah, that's. We could park here, but if we park here, we're like a jackass.
Oh really?
Well,
I mean,
yeah. Well, yeah,
it's gonna
we
be empty
be.
Here, so we have to pull it in and out.
Oh.
Yeah, we would be a jackass.
If no car gets in front of us, then I say we move up.
Yeah, I'll move up.
Yeah, I'll wait. I'll just wait.
I'm gonna get my beer. I'll be back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, back to story time.
Okay.
Tim was leaving home, and this time my friend owned this car.
Did you cry when Tim left home?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I was a little bitch.
Aww.
Yo, my boo was leaving.
Did you, like, cry and stuff? Like,
oh, yeah.
Did you, like, make him, like, a home-cooked meal and shit?
I don't remember. I think we were all too drunk at that point.
Oh my god.
Like we got drunk too much when he was leaving.
It traumatized you that much that you repressed the memories and you don't remember. Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right.
A lot of repression going on there. I'll work it out with you later. Okay. I'll pay this time. Okay. Early was free.
Okay.
No, but that was actually a preview to make sure I liked you as a therapist.
Aww.
Okay. I'm like, okay.
And how did I do?
You did great. You did fucking fantastic. I did all the talking. I worked it out. Thank you. It was fantastic.
Problem solved.
Yes, problem solved. Okay. You shouldn't have said that. You said you still have a lot of issues to work through, Dan. Like, come back.
I know, sure. But hey, it's all up to you. You know what I mean?
No. But at that time, Tim was leaving. So I borrowed the car to help him move his stuff back home, like send to the post office and stuff.
Yeah.
He used to live in this area where it's really hilly.
Okay.
So this car doesn't have much horsepower. So.
Right.
We eventually, once the thing was done, we went to...
Did you break it?
Huh?
Did you break it?
Almost, kind of.
Okay.
I'll explain. So, when we finished everything, moving everything,
yeah.
We went to fill up the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Now back home, the nozzles. Which nozzle do you grab? The black or the green one to fill up your tank?
What? There are two different colors?
Yeah, black and green.
The green is diesel, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So which one do you grab?
The black one.
The black one, exactly.
You grab the blue. You grab the
so
green
now,
one.
So now in Korea, the gas station I went to specifically, this isn't normal. For some reason, that gas station, it was only yellow and green.
Okay.
It was yellow and green. Okay.
You go to the green. I mean the yellow then. But you
okay?
Okay.
No. Here's the thing. The yellow was actually diesel.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So the green one was actually normal gas for some reason.
Oh.
And we didn't know. So both me and Tim were looking at it like. You know, green back home is diesel. Grab the yellow. So we grabbed the yellow, which was the actual
diesel.
Yeah. So like we're driving up this hill, the car starts sputtering, like shaking out of control.
Yeah.
Like, it was scary. I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was just because the car was getting old.
Oh my god.
So we had to like park in front of on top of the hill. There was like cars piling up behind us. And we're like, yo, everybody move. And we had to roll the car back into like an alleyway.
Yeah.
And it was a Sunday. I know this because we were trying to call the insurance people.
Oh
and no
God.
One was picking up for like a good 2 hours.
Yeah, because it's Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And eventually, Tim and I would try to siphon the car. Which didn't work because we ended up almost getting high.
Oh my God!
Off the fumes. And a lot of coughing. It was a bad idea. I'm like, I'm losing
brain cells. Dude, you would have been died. Yeah. You would have died, seriously. Yeah,
so we were like, okay, let's not do this. Eventually, the insurance people called us back.
Okay.
And they came and towed the car away.
Okay.
And they fixed it. No problems at all. They just needed to pump out all the gas and refill it with regular gasoline.
Right, because you guys put, okay, diesel.
Yes, diesel. So that was fine. So, like, the day we were really stressed out. That was a really stressful day.
Yeah.
So we decided to go eat dinner, of course, is what we always do.
All right.
We go, we have dinner, and I told myself I'm going to have just one shot of soju because I need to drive still.
Yeah.
I'm driving over to Micah's house because it was game night that night as well.
Oh.
So we were driving over to Micah, and Micah's, I was like, you know, we're just going to buy a bunch of beers, go over, drink at Micah's. I'll leave the car at Micah's. It'll be okay, and I'll come back the next day and pick it up, the car up.
Hmm.
So when we got the beers and stuff, Tim's dumbass decided to line up the beers on the dashboard, this dashboard right here.
Why?
I don't know. And for some reason...
It fell over?
No. For some reason, it stayed. It was fine.
Okay.
We just piled it up. Okay. And for me, my dumbass, for some reason, I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe because I'm Koreanized and I don't think about shit anymore.
Okay.
Like, I don't think about the policemen and the consequences anymore. I don't know.
Did they see it?
They saw it and they pulled us over. And they made me take a breathalyzer. And I had one shot of soju that night, too.
So, did you get...
No. Luckily, nothing happened. And they're like, okay, go on. They didn't care.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the whole story.
Damn.
Yeah.
Y'all.
We had a wild day.
Actually, now looking back, that sounds fun.
It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's a memorable moment. It's a fun story.
I see why he's your boo.
Yeah. We go through a lot. So, it's all mine.
Yeah.
No 1/4, no 1/5, none of that.
Okay, fine. Sorry. Sorry, Tim. Jeez.
Sorry, Tim.
So, why did Tim went back?
Because he a G. No, he went back. I think he wanted to do more things.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I see.
There's other things he wanted to do.
God, that must have been hard to, like, leave you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. I'm just being sarcastic,
Motherfucker,
by the way.
He didn't cry at all, though. Fuck him.
Oh, he didn't cry?
Fuck you, Tim.
Do you know what that means? He doesn't give a shit about you.
Exactly. Exactly. I have all this love, all this care, and nothing. Fuck? Bro, all that love.
Yeah.
How many times did I squeeze that ass?
Seriously, damn, no, it meant nothing.
It meant nothing.
Nothing.
You know what, fuck you, Tim? Seriously. I'm editing this whole part out. Fuck all that emotional shit. Nope. Meant nothing.
It's a one-sided, I see.
That's okay.
Got it. That's why you're so protective of it.
Yes, of course.
It's one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, we're seriously going to just eat all of these snacks.
We are.
Before the movie. What, the movie starts in, 5 minutes? No, now. Just
it
now.
Does?
Well,
No, it's at 8.
Oh, 8? Oh, yeah. Shit, never mind, it's 7:30.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Like 30 more minutes.
Okay. Oh, wait, what? People are camping over there? Excuse me.
Hey, I do have a tent with me.
So is that their tent? Or is it like this place's tent? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, I think that might be the place's like cleaning supplies, maybe.
Huh?
It might be like cleaning supplies or something up there.
Alright, oh, so you can't like sit there and chill? Oh, just kidding. So. My bad.
I don't know. I really wish the car behind us stopped flashing their lights.
I mean, it's fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Sorry, here, you take this because I ate like half the bag already.
Oh shit, okay. Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
let me just keep the snacks.
Okay.
Oh, someone smoke. Ew.
Oh, my hands are sticky now.
Oh, shit.
I know, like, oh, man, fuck you. All this space in mine?
Oh, this is not bad, actually.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Oh, it is. It's not bad.
Okay, that's not bad.
Oh.
This is going to work.
Oh, just kidding.
I'm sorry for cussing you out earlier.
Oh.
Yay, take Simon's spot. You got a friend, Mike.
Oh, this is not bad. Okay. This works.
Oh, this could be fine.
Yeah.
But still, I wanted to sit outside.
No, Jan, we're staying inside.
Okay.
Because if you sit outside, like, there's fumes, right?
I don't think people be turning on their cars like that.
Really?
Like, you can just turn on with just the electricity.
Oh.
Yeah, which is what I have right now.
But, like, it's so comfortable here.
You're comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's fine. I just wanted to enjoy the nice outside breeze a little more.
Just like put your hands out like this.
Yeah.
And it's like the same.
Okay. Not quite the same, but I mean, okay. Actually, I'm gonna roll down this window back here.
Do you need like a fan, maybe? Like, do you want me to fan you?
Would you?
Here, I'll fan you. So then, like, here, like, oh, isn't that like a?
That's very refreshing and cool. Yeah. This is gonna be, oh, that feels nice.
Oh.
A little sprinkle from the cold beer too. And is that a little bit of samgyeopsal oil I tasted? Like, right in my face.
Oh yeah, this is actually not bad.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think they actually like don't want any like big cars coming in. Maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
I think so.
No, the cars are.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Okay.
Oh. There's a lot of woods there. I'm gonna light up a mosquito thing in the car. Is that okay?
What does that mean?
There's a little scented mosquito thing that keeps mosquitoes.
I know, but is it like
It's like smoke.
So we have to inhale it?
Yes. The windows will be down. It'll be okay.
Okay, fine.
I've been huffing like gasoline.
Dude.
Diesel.
What if like we die from it?
We won't die from it. Mosquitoes die from it.
Okay, fine. Well, what do you mean you think?
We'll figure it out real soon.
You're gonna take responsibility for it?
Yeah. Okay, well.
You know what? I love Mia. Whatever.
Mia's cool.
You know what? Fuck you, Dan. Mia, I love you. I'm not even drunk. Like, this is actually sober Miska.
I think we'll be fine.
You're gonna do it now?
What?
Oh, I thought that's the mosquito. It's a beer.
You're beer. I don't know. I just want to cheers with.
Oh my god. Okay, no, this car is nice because it's small. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, we don't. Like, it's smaller than that one.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wait, can you open this?
Yes. Can you hold the beer for me? Thank you.
Yeah, we should come late still.
Yeah. Next time we know.
Next time we know.
If we come back, yeah.
Cheers!
Cheers! Cheers, bro.
Cheers! Ugh. Thank you. Thank you for the beer!
No problem.
Oh, this is my first time drinking and driving.
Hey.
Drinking
wow.
In the car, wow.
That's right.
Dang, congratulations.
Look at you. You made a milestone.
Yeah.
My goodness. Oh my god, this is so fun.
This is fun.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm glad you came.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad you came.
Yeah. I'm gonna get a mosquito thing. You guys want a mosquito thing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Just in case, because there's like a bunch of woods over here.
Yeah.
I bought it. Okay, let's see. Can I buy like little fairy lights and everything?
Oh my gosh! Can we have like a fairy? Is this like a little camping?
We could.
Oh, this is so great!
You want to set it up?
Okay.
I don't know how you want to set it up, but...
Oh, but if we have a fairy light, can we see? Oh wow, this is cool. Don't come back. Where's... Oh! What? Are you talking to me? Oh! So, I dropped.
What did you drop? Oh, one of the glass things?
Yeah.
That's fine. We'll find it. My bad, I need to switch out my my car light. So we can
turn
it on.
Yeah, because I opened that and it didn't work.
Yeah,
so.
Sorry. Okay. We're setting things up. And I'm lighting a fire in the car too, like...
Well, I can't find the bottle.
It'll be fine. I'll find it tomorrow in the light, maybe. Okay. This one, I'm just gonna leave it in the back over here.
Oh, it smells.
Yeah. We need to keep mosquitoes away.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Is it good? see.
How do you?
Or just you don't have to use the clip. Just you can just like wrap it around if you want. Yeah, there we go.
Like this.
There we go. That one.
Okay.
I think that'll be okay.
Oh, and this one?
Let's see.
Oh, it died.
Oh, just turn on the thing again.
Battery gone?
No, it's just, there's like different angles. Hold on. I know it's a little finicky. Let me see. All right, I know I'm getting old. I can't see in the dark.
Goddamn.
Your boy's struggling over here. Okay. All right, there we go. Oh, shit, this is different. Was not expecting that.
Oh, this is the first time you actually put this here.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
That works, though.
That works.
Okay. It's right in your face, though. You okay with that? Or are we putting this back? You want to put it in the back? Okay. Oh, oh, lost another one. I got these Daiso.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
How come they don't stay in? Ah, because of the icing.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta go in the back.
Does it help?
This is cute.
Oh!
Here goes another bottle. Okay.
Goodness. Well, that was the other bottle earlier.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh!
Hey, we did it! Oh, that's cute!
Dang!
That's hella cute.
Oh, that mosquito thing. Yeah. Man, we used to have a lot back home in Indo.
Oh, yeah. Indonesia's yeah. probably filled with
oh,
mosquitoes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. When was the last time you went back to Indonesia?
2 years ago.
2 years? Oh, hmm? Okay.
Was it 2 years ago? No. 3 years ago?
Okay.
Actually.
Why don't you want to live there instead of Korea?
I know, right? Why don't I want to live there? Nah, look at here.
Yeah? Okay. You like the more fast-paced life?
Mm-hmm.
The accessibility of everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Here.
All right, what time is it? Is it almost?
No.
We got about 20 more minutes. Let me check the podcast real quick.
Okay.
And I think, yes, we are good. Yay! That was an hour.
Oh!
Yeah!
Nice,
that's really bright. Okay, well, I'm gonna close this out, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for the invites. It was lovely. It was
this
nice.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you, audience, for joining us today. We are going to watch the amazing Shang-Chi now in
Woo-hoo!
About 20 minutes. We're all gonna be learning Kung Fu really soon. And
only Dan. No, I'm not.
I will be learning Kung Fu from now on, okay? Fuck Taekwondo, I'm doing Kung Fu. This shit's gonna be awesome. I'm gonna be the next Avenger. Yeah. No, but thank you, audience, for joining us today. You can always catch us at anchor.fm/muckleymoments. And, of course, all your favorite streamers. And join us on the Patreon because your boy is broke. Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye, guys.